Hey Adam, this is Gary, the real Gary in Portland. Anyway, you and Big Patty scared me to death there. I didn't know I was going. Have I already called him? I didn't even look to figure out if that was me or not. Anyway, that was funny. I enjoyed that. So, and I'm glad to, and of course, I always want to hear about the porn shower. So anyway, I'm glad Big Patty did call, but I'm scared again. It scared me. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Now, if you guys listen to that, I mean, and Gary was even fooled. Gary, I had no idea. But if you guys listen to this again.
Hey, Adam, it's Gary.
I mean, that sounds a lot like, not exactly. It doesn't sound exactly like. Let me just open this in a new. Oh, it downloaded it. Well, anyway, you guys get. I don't want to go through all that. It's time for me to play the closing music anyway.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty scared me to death.
Gary, I had no idea.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 32, Fody Foe. On the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 14th. Of July 2020, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you about my day, and we've got more census responses. Yes, me dummy. Hello, littlers. Big Vetty. Hi, everyone. I hope your two, I say Tuesday, is going well. Y'all, in Dr. Stone's world, he doesn't know how to distinguish between Monday and Tuesday, but he's figured it out. Monday is when he's going to look for bug graveyards in his house. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the hacienda. And Tuesday, maybe he'll look for rat droppings. Big Fatty, that is just vulgar. And y'all, you are littlers today because, well, you young'uns don't know that Rich Little, do you remember Rich Little? What did he do? He threw his voice. Big Fatty, I don't know anybody that can speak in multiple voices. Well, I know. They'd probably have to be a trained voice actor, perhaps. And then again, maybe not, but anyway, y'all, you're littlers today because, you know, I called old Cricket Hats a little show last week, and I pretended to be that Gary from Albuquerque. Big Fatty, I thought he moved. Well, he moved to Phoenix, and oh, I thought he went somewhere else. Well, he's originally from Tejas. Oh, well, maybe that's why I'm confused, but now he lives at the Hemisexual Retirement Community, Rainbow Pines, I think it's called. Big Fatty Rainbow Pines. And then, oh! Big Fatty, I don't want that! I don't know, but I'll hand it up. hello?
Hey, Big Fatty. This is the real Gary in Portland.
Hey, Gary.
You scared the crap out of me today when you called gay Adam Burns and
who?
Imitated me.
Imitated you?
I'm trying to go, did I really call him?
Oh.
And it took me forever to figure out it was you instead of me. So, anyway. That was funny. I had a big old cackle about that.
Oh!
But don't do it again.
Oh!
Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is Gary from out there at Rainbow Pines in the Oregon. And, Gary, thank you so much for that call. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I confused you. Big Fatty, it sounds to me like he may have been in the bottle. No, he's in the can. Oh, he drinks in the can. He drinks from the can. Big Fatty, we do not need to hear about him getting kinky. No, he drinks from the can of the Diet Dr. Pekka. You know, that's the Baptist beer. Big Fatty, this is just getting worse and worse. Move the show forward. Yeah, I see y'all were up to 64 responses, but y'all, our next one we're gonna read is from Miss Beaver, and she is from Mexico. In the future, I would have thought that would have been Mexico in the present, because you know the future anyway. Miss Beaver considers herself a semi-lurker. Big Fatty, I'm surprised she didn't say currently unsubscribed. She says she's been listening to the BFO since episode number one. Goodness help me! A lady does not reveal her age, so she didn't. Favorite segment is the closing music. Other than bodily noise, what do you wish would change? Post more pictures of young Nicholas. Have you ever called the BFO? No, but will soon. Ever attended Pride 48? No. Ever utilized a special chair? Yes! Big Fatty Miss Beaver used a special chair?
The BFO census, we're counting on you.
Speaking of Alex Lefevre.
This just into the BFO relocation desk. Y'all, on Sunday evening, Alex Lefevre, and Brandon announced on the 20, Brandon and I are the newest residents of South Kakalaki. It was certainly bittersweet to leave New York City, our home for so many years, but we are excited to start our new journey here together. Big Fatty, is he going to make salsa in South Kakalaki? I don't think so. He says, I applied for a job at the Coastal Carolina University. Y'all, that's the, what are they called? The Fighting, no, they're the Chanticleers. Big Fatty, as an assistant professor / music director in the fall, and was offered the position last month. It's been a fast and furious whirlwind, but with the movers arriving today, we are finally settling in. Next time you're in South Kakalaki, let us know. Big Fatty, did you let him know that you're in South Kakalaki? Yes, he knows I'm in South Kakalaki. Thank you for calling.
Big Fatty, will they be coming to Friday at Fatty's? They're certainly welcome. And y'all, that's exciting. And congratulations to Alex on his move to the field of education. Big Fatty, he's gonna miss those hot dancers and singers on Broadway. Well, they ain't there now anyway, so Big Fatty. Now he'll have to, let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I read Mr. Cackle's book, Scrap, and y'all, you know, he showed on the 20, a picture of this. Y'all, it looked like he was opening a Kinko's. Do you know what a Kinko's is? No, Big Fatty, but does it include a sling? No. Y'all, it used to be a place where you'd go and have copies made and all kinds of stuff like that. But y'all, he's got an industrial printer in the craft castle, and I'm like, what does he need that for? Y'all, it's clearly to print this this booklet, the scrap. And y'all, I looked through it, and all the words that are in it, I read to you yesterday, except for the e-letter addresses and all. And y'all, then it's just pictures of different things, and then there are little circles of just kind of scrap paper. You might get three or four words from a line in a newspaper article, and you know, then two lines above it and two lines below it, and just cause I don't understand it doesn't mean that it's crazy. Well, Big Fatty, it is Mr. Cackle. Well, that's true. It is Mr. Cackle. But, you know, there are many people that are much more creative and talented than I am. Yes, Big Fatty, that the big liar, he likes to draw those cartoons and do handstands and jump rope. It's true. But I enjoyed looking at it. I didn't necessarily, it's just like fine art. You don't necessarily have to understand it. You just have to enjoy. It's like the opera, you know. Oh, Big Fatty, you know, the Laughing Buddha loves the opera. He does, and he hadn't been able to go because of Miss Rona. It's true. After I looked at all of that, I had me some supper. What did I have for supper? Oh, I had a chopped Caesar salad, and the rest of that, those steak bites and the blue cheese dressing and all. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious. Absolutely delicious. And y'all, then afterwards, earlier I had taken out that roast that I bought at the Von's East, and y'all, I just decided I was going to cook it up, toppy smelly style, Big Fatty old stink pot, and y'all. So I melted some bacon grease in the pan, and then I browned I floured and salt and peppered the roast and seared it in there to get a little crust on it, and then I put that in the cracker pot. Then I took my mushrooms and I sliced them in half and put them in there with all that. Crumbly, floury stuff, and added some water in there. It kind of made a mushroom gravy. And y'all, then I had cut up some celery and chopped up big old hunks of onion and put it in the cracker pot with the roast. And then I poured that gravy in on top of it. And y'all, it cooked all night long. Y'all, it smelled so good when I got up on Monday morning. Y'all, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable. And y'all, then Sunday night I watched the Family Feud with that Steve Harvey. You know, he always comes out and says, "I'm your man, Steve Harvey." And, oh, Big Fatty, that sounded like Gary. No, that's Steve Harvey. Well, Steve Harvey can probably do an imprint. Never mind. The whammy was on, the Press Your Luck. And y'all, it was probably the most exciting episode ever of Press Your Luck. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it, y'all. It was just lovely. And if you like the Press Your Luck and the whammy and all, y'all, go over and watch this episode, because I think you'll be hooked. Big Fatty. Then I started my go-to-bed routine, and y'all, I had lots of trouble. Lots of trouble going to sleep Sunday night. Big Fatty, that's how Dr. Stone will know it's Sunday. He'll have a Monday anxiety on Sunday night. Well, it's true. And anyway, I finally drifted off. I don't know when, but y'all, I was up by 9 a.m. in the morning on Monday. I had my coffee and I had my brufkus, read the paper, and y'all, come hella high water, I was going on a nipple walk. And y'all, I went out and I've gotten about 6,200 steps, I think, already from that one nipple walk. So I'm going to go out again after 7 o'clock when it's a little bit cool. Although, y'all, last night with the heat index at 11 o'clock, it was 95 degrees outside. Ready? So I may, and y'all came back and I took a shower. And I got a message from that mean keen. Yes, Big Fatty, he's the official sports correspondent. It's true, he hadn't had a lot to do, but y'all, he had told me he sent me a package through that lesbian delivery service, and y'all, he had gotten a picture where it had been delivered, and I said, "Well, that's not my house." And so, y'all, it was delivered to my neighbors next door. Y'all, by the way, met the folks that have bought the house on the other side of the villa over the weekend, and their names are Matt and Caitlin, and they have two little girls, I think a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old. They'll be moving in, I think, towards the end of the month. So, anyway, y'all, it was my neighbor on the other side. It was got the package, and y'all, they opened it up, and Mean Keen had addressed it to Fat One. So, Fatty, and they opened it anyway. Well, y'all, they must have seen how horrifying it was inside, and so they brought it over and just left it on the porch, no explanation. But y'all, I'm gonna open it up right now. Let's just see what we got here. It's like I said, it's from that Lesbeterian delivery service. So, Big Fanny, your hat. Did the skull tape it? Well, I don't know. But here's a little. Big Fanny, look at that. It says, Big Fanny, I was crestfallen when I heard you use bar soap in a cast a few weeks ago. This is my favorite shower gel. Thanks for the shout out on your show this meet. Big hugs and love, Mean Keen. And y'all, let's just see what it is. Big Fatty, he said it was shower gel. Y'all, it is Mentha. Body wash, it's peppermint. Yeah, Big Fatty, that's just like what you bought at the when the nip was here. Y'all, I bought some peppermint foot cream. So, and it's the exact same brand. It's the Bigelow. Oh, Big Fatty, you've made it vulgar. And Mean Keen, thank you so much for that. I'll have to try that out. But yes, I do use the bar soap, but I'm gonna be gelling it up. Yes, Big Fatty, you're gonna be gelling with your Dr. Scholes. Well, I don't know about with my Dr. Scholes or anything like that. anyway, y'all, there were so many ugly comments on the Twitty about, you know, yesterday I said, with the census, I'll have enough content for the rest of the month. And y'all, that's Steve the Tater. If I remember correctly, it took you 6 months last. And he may be right. Anyway, y'all, I really am going to try to do more than one a day, but it's not going to happen today. Ready, y'all, I'll put a picture of my body wash, and I'll put a picture of Mr. Cackle's he's published now. Y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, be pretty.
Hey, podcast listeners, you've still got time. It's not too late.
That's right, it's not too late.
It's not too late to help your BFO. Send us your best ideas for ruination, de-lurking, fibering, and don't forget bacon. Answer the BFO census. And remember, all your answers will be played or read on the air. Hey, Conscience, is it too late?
It's not too late.
The BFO census, we're counting on you.
Oh! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, by the way, that was Pat Geich, Rhymes with Dyke, who made that up along with Dells from Dallas. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, I'm surprised you hadn't gotten a cease and desist from him. But anyway, I don't think I pissed you. Did I piss you off, Dells? Anyway, fill out your census. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Gary over there on the old Crooked Hat show. And Gary, how would you describe Big Fatty's call?
Big Fatty scared me to death.
Gary, I had no idea.
Gary, he only remembers the electrician.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.